and The Sopranos changed TV when it aired on HBO from 1999 to 2007. Tonight, the prequel, The Many Saints of Newark, hits movie theaters, or you can just stay home and catch it on HBO Max.
Hey, so I need to talk to my Uncle Dickie.
He's not here.
His car's here.
Battery's dead.
That's a clip of a young Tony Soprano and Silvio Dante. Well, we get a review of this new film from film critic Christian Toto of HollywoodInToto.com.
It's been forever one of the greatest TV shows of the modern era, if not all time. And I think that's the one question that's teased in the poster. What made Tony Soprano the mobster we came to know and love and loathe and hate and appreciate? And one of the many frustrating things about the movie is that you don't really get that answer. Now, listen, they may be talking about sequels to prequels, and maybe this is a story that will evolve. But one of the frustrations for me is you don't get to see why this particular character, as a younger man played by James Gandolfini's son Michael, became what he was, a powerful man, a leader, conflicted, certainly prone to bursts of fury. There's very little of that in the performance. It seems like a lost opportunity, but I think when you look even deeper into the story, it sounds like a Sopranos story. There's lots of that mob humor. There's certainly tons of violence here. But what made The Sopranos so wonderful was it got under the skin of these characters. It really kind of revealed the human condition in this very peculiar world of crime and corruption and love sometimes. And I think those key elements are just not here, at least not the way I saw it. And I think part of the problem is that, you know, this show was a series. It had episodes. It could take its time to kind of develop certain themes and characters and arcs. And this feels like a rush, and it's a little over 2 hours, and maybe they should have made it into a prequel series. Maybe that'd be a better fit. But as is, The Many Saints of Newark, listen, it's going to be catnip for Sopranos fans. It's fun to see these characters again. You see the younger selves, and that's interesting. And there are some moments that recapture the glory. But overall, it's just, I found it disappointing.
Christian, I'm wondering what you think about a new phenomenon. Young people maybe only half your age or my age, binging The Sopranos. We know that the cell phone technology is not modern. You know, there's not a smartphone in that show. Cars look older, hairstyles and clothing. It's dated in that way. But there seems to be something about it. Maybe the human condition or the misery of the world that is appealing to young people in the zeitgeist that we're currently experiencing.
Well, I think they've all heard about it, maybe from their grandparents or parents, or just kind of, it's never really left the pop culture conversation, for starters. Two, it's great storytelling with wonderful performances. That doesn't really tend to age, even if some of the technology around them does. And finally, we are fascinated by mob stories, the power, the glamour, the death and destruction, people sort of so close to riches and then giving it all up, or the inevitability that you just, you know, the crime really does not pay. And I think all those elements are timeless. And I think for younger people, why not rediscover a show like this? I'd be surprised if they didn't. And I think just how easy it is to access all the different content and binge like they want to on their terms, it's a slam dunk.
Christian Toto of HollywoodInToto.com on Skype. He says he is disappointed by The Sopranos prequel, The Many Saints of Newark, saying it never really answers the question, how did Tony Soprano become Tony Soprano?